Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, we were watching the table tennis semifinals.
Yes. And we've been doing the play-by-play.
We were having a little fun, China against France, and the China guy won the first one.
The China guy sounds funny.
The Chinese performer, the Chinese table tennis guy.
The China guy. He was a guy. He was from China.
Well, he was playing Felix Lebrun.
Yes.
Who wore glasses, kind of like a nerdy guy.
Yeah. Right?
It was from France.
Yeah.
His brother is playing in the other semifinal, France against China, against some guy named Wang, by the way.
So what was the first guy's name?
I think the first guy's name, I don't remember.
Okay. Like Zen or something. It was something short.
Fan, maybe.
Fan, yes. Okay. Yeah, it was a three-letter name.
Yes, exactly. Anyway, it's just wild. They might be
China
my
guy
identical
versus
chins.
Nerdy France guy.
That's right. Beautiful. We have some ticket texts on the the proposal.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes. The three rings of marriage. The engagement ring.
For her.
The wedding ring.
Uh-huh.
And the suffering. Sean, I love all of you. And he goes, Sean.
Thank you, JMO.
That's funny. You guys are talking about proposals. I just bought my girlfriend's engagement ring this morning. Anonymous.
Oh, wow.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, yes. Good luck.
Sure, you get some insurance on that bad boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In case you lose it.
Or she says no.
Sure. No. She's not going to say no.
Sorry, Anonymous.
Heather wouldn't have proposed because she wouldn't want to be taller than Colin on one knee. That's from Roy. And
are you picking up on this one now?
Yes, I am. And finally, seeing first pair of boobies has to be top four as well. Keep going. Come on.
There's just something about Tony saying the word boobies that makes it even more funny.
Let's go to James in Tecumseh. What's up, James?
I have a great proposal that I did with my wife.
Okay.
So, yes, I would never want a woman to propose because it would take away the fun of it. I involved my entire family on it. It was on a Christmas day. And I sent my wife on a scavenger hunt with my nieces. They went all throughout the house looking for clues. The second to last clue was this protects the family jewels. Well, we're a family of hockey players.
Oh, okay.
She's not.
Okay.
So my nieces knew where to go look, so they were helping her out. Well, the clue was to go down to the jock strap. So my wife had to go through my dad's hockey bag and find the second to last clue, and then.
So she had to go. Wait. She had to go to your dad's hockey bag, so you hid it in your dad's jock?
Yeah.
The clue or the ring?
No, the
Does
clue.
Does it matter?
The ring was with me.
Okay.
And the best part about the ring is that we went to the store 2 weeks prior to that, and we were picking them out, and then the week later, we went back to look to see if it was still there, not knowing that I had bought it that day. She said, I hope that woman, whoever gets this ring, fingers fall off, because she knows it was gone. And sure enough, the ring was the one that she wanted was there when I was on the hands and knees. So, there's a lot of, things you can do to, make a proposal, fun.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
Did she wash her hands after she went?
After she touched your dad's jock?
Right. So, well, she actually made my niece actually go in there because they're all hot.
Oh.
Yes. So your niece had to go and touch Grandpa's jock.
Exactly.
It's funny because I thought.
Your family is hilarious.
I didn't think it was going to be the. I thought it was going to be a cup, you know?
Sure, well, sure. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Right. Whatever.
Yeah. Either way.
Yes, I know.
It's hugging your grandpa's or your future father-in-law's package.
Yes, exactly.
That's amazing.
And she still said yes. That's the greatest thing about it. Do you believe what he had me do? He had me touch my father-in-law's jockstrap. Unbelievable.
Hopefully it was washed.
Yeah, you would. Well, that probably wasn't. Well, you know, I don't know.
Details that we should have asked questions, follow-up questions. Yes.
Exactly.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.